trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves push for the playoffs this weekend with games Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3.
It's been good. Just been taking my time, being patient, doing everything I'm supposed to do, doing all the right things, and everything else is out of my control.
That's Bulls guard Derrick Rose, who says he should be back to full contact practice within a week and could return to the lineup a week or two after that. The guard reporting no pain in his recently repaired meniscus. Bulls and Raptors tonight. Hockey, the Blackhawks haven't won a regular season game against the Flyers in Philadelphia since November 9th, 1996. Hawks visit the Flyers this evening with Corey Crawford back in net. Meantime, Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio reportedly shocked by the multiple legal issues that led to Ray McDonald's contract being terminated by the 49ers in December of last year. Calls the Bears' new defensive end a great teammate and a great leader. College hoops, UIC introduced Steve McClain as its new basketball coach this morning, takes over for Howard Moore, who was with the Flames for 5 years. John Lester still on track to start opening night for the Cubs, but the left-hander likely to be limited in his debut by a pitch count as he recovers from dead arm. Cubs will visit Seattle tonight. Carlos Rodon goes for the White Sox when they visit the Royals. You can listen live to the game on The Score at 8. Sox roster now down to 41 players. Rob Brantley optioned to AAA Charlotte. Juan Diaz and Courtney Hawkins head down to minor league camp. Scoreboard update is brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Visit to find where you can watch the games. College hoops coverage on The Score brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Boers and Bernstein.
Bad.
Afternoons on The Score.
Tournament of Bad rolls on, and one of the number ones has fallen. In the Terry Boers Sour 16, your two members of the Awful Eight, Elevator Rides with Ray Rice, beating Wrong Way Drivers 61% to 39%. And Mark Trestman's Powers of Observation upend an Ebola hot zone, 62% to 38%.
Wow. Now that's severe.
And in the Tannehill region, as expected, we have the one and the two meeting for the spot in the Vile Four. It's going to be being in an ISIS video with a 59 to 41% win over the 2014 Chicago Bears against Malaysian Airlines routing low shower pressure 75-25. So
they're being found.
There you have it. These are your members of the Awful Eight from the left side of the bracket. Elevator Rides with Ray Rice, Mark Trestman's Powers of Observation, being in an ISIS video, and Malaysian Airlines.
Well, here's the beauty of that. The fact that Mark Trestman's Powers of Observation beat an Ebola hot zone.
Right.
Amazing. And that 41% of the votes went for the 2014 Chicago Bears over being in an ISIS video.
Right. It wasn't enough, but impressive nonetheless.
I'm not sure they understand an ISIS video.
Right. I mean, it was impressive.
I think they understand. I think that's actually how bad the 2014 Chicago Bears were. That it's worse than being beheaded or burned alive or being a member of ISIS.
So 41% of the people that voted would rather be in an ISIS video.
Correct.
Than watch the 2014 Chicago Bears over again.
Correct. Well, see what it did to Ryan Pace? It made him crazy and stupid.
Yes, it did.
But we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. So what happens now is the voting continues. Here is the Abaticola region, the 1 and the 4. These games going at tournamentofbad.com, so head there immediately to vote. Anti-vaxxers against Derek Rose's knees. In the other game, being arrested while soliciting a hooker, that's the 11 seed, will face the 7 seed women with beards. And left in my region, the 1 seed leaving home to join ISIS meets the 4 seed beating a 4-year-old with a stick. And I love this matchup on the bottom half of the bracket. It's the 6 versus the 7, irrational fear of gluten against Jackie Robinson West apologists.
Still working it, too, by the way.
I know. They won't
still
stop.
Still working it.
They won't stop.
Still working it. And the kids themselves, they got doing it.
Yep. They're at the churches. They're hitting up the churches right now.
Thanks for teaching them right for wrong, by the way.
Hitting up the churches. Now it's save the kids in the name of Jesus.
Yep. Nice lesson. Don't teach them right from wrong. Just let them continue to go along this path and just make fools of themselves. But it's okay because we're going to get, you know what? Little League's going to get lots of letters from churches.
Yep, just teach them to cry racism. That's the proper message.
That's the message.
Mario in Hyde Park is on the score. Mario.
Fellas, long time.
Hello.
Real quick, 3 people who should stop having microphones put in front of them immediately. And the order doesn't matter. Hawk, George McCaskey, Derrick Rose. Stop. Don't talk. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, Derek just can't. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I don't either.
The other thing I want to ask.
I'm
a little confused. I understand why the Bears would need a defensive end. I understand that they are trying to change the culture of their team. I also understand, and I'm not surprised, that they want to be like other NFL teams, which is good or at least watchable. But why would you put yourself in a position to have to either defend Mr. McDonald or defend your franchise when you didn't have to? There had to be somebody that they could have gotten outside of Ray McDonald. Am I totally wrong on that?
But see, they wanted him specifically. Vic Fangio, that's his guy.
Even if that's your man, why would you want to go through the possible, the unbelievably heavy scrutiny of him doing something to a woman here in Chicago and screwing your franchise up even worse? And how the 2014 Bears lost to an ISIS video is a mystery.
No, it's not. Because being in an ISIS video is bad for you.
Especially, sometimes it's okay if it's the first one.
The second one,
woodle.
The first one is usually, look what we have.
Yeah.
By the way, we got this guy. And then,
if you're in 2 of them, but that's it.
A sequel's never as good as the first one. Unless it's like Godfather 2.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, the sequel, it's usually.
Mario, those are all great questions, and I don't know. I agree that those people shouldn't have a microphone, but unfortunately they're going to have to. And if the Bears are going to do this every time there's a guy of questionable character, then you're going to call in his parents and call in, they're all going to be biased, and yes, we'll sign him. I mean, why not just sign him? Now you can own it.
This is a great question from Tinky Winky. You said, is this the longest a Terry Bohr's number one seed has lasted in the tournament? Because historically, Terry's lower seeds usually emerge from his bracket. I think that's true. This may be the longest surviving Bohr's region number one. Finally
that's
out.
Probably right.
See, is Chicago the only city that has a problem with wrong-way drivers, or is that everywhere? And what's up with this bridge?
The trucks are in the top of the trucks.
Seriously, you had one job. They build a bridge. They build a flyover on Irving Park Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fly under, actually, so that the trucks can get under there. but it's the trucks don't have enough clearance, and they keep smashing into the bridge.
12 trucks.
12 trucks.
12 trucks.
And now they have to shut down the whole road again for months.
For months,
to
yeah.
fix the bridge,
yeah.
because the bridge can't accommodate the trucks. Now, I would see it every once in a while on Fullerton, on that underpass. You would see
a semi
always get jammed there, and then yeah. they got to let all the air out of the tires. But this has been truck after truck after truck. Don't they get the word out? After, say, three... Don't they say something? I mean,
you would think the driver of that truck would go, oh, I better let people know not to do this. And, yeah, there was a total of 12. I think I read. Yeah.
Or IDOT. I mean, so isn't there a responsibility somewhere after nine, maybe?
And the reaction, by the way, of this is to be mad at them for closing it down. Look, they screwed it up. You're going to have to make this right somehow, and it's going to be really inconvenient for a whole lot of people. What isn't anymore these days?
It happened
inconvenient
to three trucks in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then the next day, a dozen more. So that's 15.
Yeah.
You had 15 trucks hit the bridge.
Is it a mystery how tall they are? If you're an engineer and a designer, don't you kind of know that?
But if you're driving the truck,
you
know?
You should know it.
If you know what you're clearing.